We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Nishem Ben Yaakov and Pidechus Aleo. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. By way of introduction, we need to be aware that if a person is a shomer on an object, a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, and then he's sholeach bo yad, he uses the item for himself, he's a shoel shalomi das, he borrows it without asking permission, so he now becomes like a gazlan. And anything that happens to the yad, he's chayv b'achrayis, he has to pay for it, even if an onus happens. Let's say, though, he used the item when he should not have without permission, and then he returns it to its place. So there we have a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, since the shomer returned it to where he returned it properly, although he should not have taken it, it's now back where it was, he should not be chayiv in onsim. If an ones happens, circumstance beyond his control, that's not his obligation, because he returned it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if he did not inform the owner about this, that he returned it, then he becomes chayiv b'achrayis. Because the moment he was sholeach boyad, he used it for himself, his shmira has ended. He has the status of a gazlan. We assume anyone who has in mind to use something that's not his, he's a ganav or a gazlan. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you didn't inform the owner that you returned it, you are chayiv in onsin. And the Gemara has a brisa. We mentioned this a little bit in Bava Kama. Hagonev, this is the brisa in the Gemara. Hagonev tlemino eder viselem in hakis. Person who steals a sheep from the flock, or he steals a silver coin from a wallet, from a purse. So this is where, what do you mean he steals? It means someone was given the flock of sheep to watch, and he took from it himself a sheep. Or let's say he was given a purse to watch, full of coins, and he took a coin from it. So that's the way the Gemara in Bava Kama Taf Kuf Yud Ches explains it. So there the Braisa says, such a person who took a sheep from the Eder he was watching, took a coin from the purse he was watching, L'makom Sheganav Yachzir. Diva Rabbi Shmuel, says Rabbi Shmuel, return it to the place where you took it, put the coin back in the wallet, put in the purse, put the sheep back in the flock, and then you're fine. So now you become, once again, you were a goslin for a little while, and now you become a shomer once again. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, tzarech das bailin, which means the return of the object does not help, even to its proper place, until you inform the owner. If you didn't inform the owner, you're chayv b'achrayis, any onus that happens, you have the status of a ganav or a gazlan still. So says the Mishnah like this: Hamafkid chavis etzel chavero velo yichadula b'habalim makom. Person gives a barrel to his friend to watch. So Reuven gives Shimon a barrel to watch, and Reuven did not designate a specific place where in the house of the shomer in Shimon's house where he wants him to keep the barrel. The barrel's supposed to stay where it is, but he didn't tell him a specific place. Vitiltala. And now what did Shimon do? He moved it. He moved it from one place, the barrel from one place to another. Vinishbara, and it broke. And it broke ba'ones, meaning wasn't his fault. Something happened. He was being careful with it. But somehow an onus happened and it broke. Which means if at the time that he was carrying it, moving it, it fell from his hand and it broke. So then the Mishnah says, Litzor ko, if he was moving it for his own purpose, he wanted to use the chavis, and therefore he wanted to use the barrel, and therefore he becomes a shol shalomi das. And a shol shalomi das, we said, if you're borrowing it without permission, without asking letting the owner know, you're considered a gazlan even if an onus happens. So then, what's the halacha? So such a person is going to be chayiv. So what does it mean, litzarko? You used it for himself. You wanted to use it, let's say, to climb up somewhere, or whatever it is. You're going to be chayiv to pay, even though an ones happened, because you're shol shalomi das, and you're chayiv, you're like a gazlan, chayiv and onsin. That is the first halacha of the Mishnah. Once again, a person is a shomer on an item. The owner didn't designate a specific place. He used it, and then it broke ba'ones. If it broke out of his hand as he was moving it, or as he was using it, let's say, stepping on it, whatever it is, he should not have broken. Litzar, so it's an onus. Litzar, but he was using it for himself, then he's going to be chayav to pay for it. Litzar ka, if he moved this chavis for itself, which means not for his own use. He's not a shol shomelidas. He moved it because he thought that would be the best way to guard it. He realized, you know, maybe there's a leak in this corner of the house. Let me move my friend's chavis over so nothing happens. It'll be actually protected better in another place. Then potter. Then he's going to be potter because he's a shomer, shomer achinam, shomer sachar, who's potter on ones if an ones happens to it. Meaning as he moved it, he was moving it not for himself to use the barrel, but rather for the barrel itself, so it's in a more protected place. So the halacha is that he is going to be potter because he moved it for itself in a case of an ones, if an ones, it broke because of an ones. Imi shehinichanesh bara, if after he placed it down in a protected place, and that's where it broke, bein litzarko potter. Then he would be potter even if he moved it for his own purpose. Why? Because we assume that when he returned it back to its place, the way it was to begin with, so he's a shomer, he's not a goslin anymore. The Gemara says, based on our introduction, if you'd be able to figure this out, that the ratio of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, who holds when it came to stealing a person who was watching a flock of sheep, and he took one of the sheep from in there from the flock, and he returned it to its place. He's not a goslin anymore. He reverts back to being a shomer, and he's not chayv in any onus. So now, why does the Mishnah have to mention the fact that, the owner did not designate a specific place? So it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Certainly, if the owner designated a specific place and our shomer returned it, Shimon returned it to another place, for what purpose? Litzarko, which means he returned, he returned it to its the regular place. He returned it, the owner designated a place, and he returned it to that very place after he used it for himself, so he'd be potter, although he used it for himself. Since he returned it to its place, that's what he said, he put it back where it belongs. So even though he didn't inform the owner, he returned it to the Mokam HaMiyucha, the designated place. So therefore, he's certainly going to be potter. The Chiddush here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is that even though the owner did not designate a place, which means he didn't bring it back to the particular place where it was designated, he put it wherever. So nonetheless, since he returned it back to a Mokam HaMishtamer, he's going to be potter, because that Hachzara returning it is going to be effective even though the owner doesn't know about it. And this is in a case where it broke after he placed it down. He placed it down in Mokam HaMishtamer. It broke because of ones. Even though he moved it for himself, it's okay because it didn't break from his hand. It broke in the Mokam HaMishtamer after he returned it already. So that ones he doesn't have to pay for. And that's even if the owner didn't designate a specific place. He didn't put it back in any particular place. But nonetheless, it's a guarded area. And even though he used it for himself. That is the Tanakhama's opinion. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Yichadu lo ahabal imakom. Here's the case where the mafkid who gave it to the shomer designated a place in the house of the shomer where he wanted the chavis to be. Vitiltul of an ishbara, and the shomer moved it, and it broke ba'ones. Bein mitoch yado uvein mishehinicha. Whether it broke from his hand as he was moving it, or even after he placed it down, Litzarko, if he moved it for himself, for his own purpose, chayiv, he has to pay for the ones of the breaking of the chavis. Litzarko, if he moved it, though, for the purpose of the chavis itself, then potter is not going to have to pay. Now, if you pay attention to that, you realize, hold on one second, he brought it back to its place, and here there's even a designated place he brought it back to, and you're telling me because he moved it for himself, to use it for himself, to climb up somewhere, he's going to be chayiv. Aye, but he brought it back to a guarded area. So the Gemara says that the safe of this Mishnah is actually Rabbi Akiva. Both opinions are reflected in the Mishnah. The Reish is Rabbi Ishmael, and the Seif is Rabbi Akiva. Gemara has some issues with that, but nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion of a person who stole the tleh from the flock that he was watching and returned it to its place. He's chayv ba'onis unless he informs the owner that it was stolen and he returned it. And here too, since he moved it for himself, he becomes a goslin, and even though he returned it to its designated place, since he didn't inform the owner about it, he's going to be chayv for any onus. Why does the Mishnah have to mention that, oh, the owner designated a place? So that's a chiddush according to Rabbi Akiva, which means certainly if the owner didn't designate a place, if he moved it for himself and returned it to any random place, although it was guarded, he's going to be chayav. So here, though, maybe one would have thought that if the buddy returned it to the designated place, maybe he should be patur. No, according to Rabbi Akiva, even if you returned it to the exact place where the owner wants you to place it, and of course that place is guarded, obviously it has to be turned to a guarded place, but this is the very place the owner wanted it. Nonetheless, if you didn't inform the owner, you're going to be chayav. Some like to say that most mefarshim, the Gemara does that as well, that as we said, the Rishis Rabbi Yishmael, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. But those who, however, have opinions in the Gemara that don't like that. I shouldn't have a Mishnah where you have two different opinions in the Mishnah and their names are not even mentioned. And therefore, there are those who claim that the Mishnah is all Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. So how do you explain the Sefer? So the Sefer, if the Sefer looks like we have to be strict, why are we strict in the Sefer? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you returned it to a guarded place, it should be Pater. So the answer is, you placed the Chavis after you moved it in the wrong place. That's not called the Chazara. So meaning Rabbi Shmuel agrees that you, according to this understanding, that you do have to return it to the Makom, to the place that was designated. And if you did not, so then you're going to be Chayiv, just like Rabbi Akiva says you're going to be Chayiv. Paragimel Mishnah Yud. Hamafkid Ma'os Eitzel Chaveru. Here you have a case that we mentioned already with Shomer Chinam, is only Chayiv and Pshia, is not Chayiv and Gneva Vaveda, not on Onsin. So here we're speaking about someone who gave coins to his friend. And what did the friend do? Tsararan, so he's supposed to watch and he's supposed to guard them. Tsararan, he tied them into a cloth, into a handkerchief, v'hifshilon achorav, and then flipped it over his back. And that's how he was carrying it. Osha misaron livno litoaktanim. Or let's say the friend who's doing the guarding of it, who's the shomer, gave the coins. I said, okay, I'm not going to watch them. My friend Reuven wants me to watch them. Shimon gives them to his own children. But they're not b'nei shmira. They're ktanim. They're under bar bat mitzvah. V'no'al b'fnehem. And what did he do? And he locked the door in front of the ktanim, but shalokura oi. Well, he basically closed the door improperly. Some say this is a separate statement. It's not. It's number one, he gave it to his kids. That's possibility one. Number two, maybe he didn't give it to the kids who are ketanim, but he just put the coins in a place where the door was not closed properly. So he was put them in a box and he locked the box. So in all of these cases, if they were stolen or lost, chayv, the shomer is chayv to pay. The shomer chinam is going to be chayv to pay because this is considered negligence. Shelo shomar kederech hashomer. He did not guard properly. Because when it comes to money, you don't throw over your back. You don't give them to kids who are not bar mitzvah, who can't guard it. You don't put it in a box that's not locked. And therefore, that's negligence. Because when it comes to money that you're moving from one place to another, the only way to guard them is in your hand. Or if you have them in your house, you have to put them in the ground. But the Pasuk says, the Chazal Darshan is from the Pasuk, says, in Dvarim Yudalad, Vitzarta HaKesef B'yadecha. What does that mean? So it comes to teach you, even if you bound the coins, nonetheless, B'yadecha, they should be in your hand. In the house, as we said, how do you guard them? You guard them in the karka, in the ground, or let's say in the wall, if you're within the tefach next to the ceiling, or within the tefach close to the ground. If you guard the money in any other way, that's not shmir kaderach hashomrim. And if something happened, if an onus happened, you're going to be chayav. And sounds like here, stolen or lost as well, unless you made with the mafkid, that's considered negligence, unless you made a deal with the mafkid to begin with. I'm accepting this these coins, but I'm not going to have to put them in the ground or when I'm walking around with them, keeping them in my hand. I'll be able to give them to my kids. So if you made such a deal in advance, so that would be acceptable. And then the Mishnah says, Vim shomar kederech hashomrim pater. But if he guarded them properly and they were stolen or lost, then he's pater to pay because the shomer chinam is pater on geneva and aveda. Now the Mishnah mentioned that he gave them to his kids who were under Bar Mitzvah. Let's say the Shomer gave them to his kids who were Gedolim. So isn't there a halach according to one opinion, Shomer Shemas L'Shomer Chayev, a person who, a Shomer who gives, entrusts something to another Shomer, he's going to be Chayev if anything happens to it. You're not supposed to give it to another Shomer. Here we assume everybody knows when you give someone coins or an object to watch, he may give them to his kids as well to watch. As long as his kids are responsible, they're over Bar Mitzvah, that's acceptable. No one can claim, well, you shouldn't have given them to your kids to watch if the kids are over Bar Mitzvah.